I have a question from the meditation this morning and other meditation I have.
Poets don't like to have to explain their work.
No, but it was a glimpse I had, so I have a question about that.
Okay.
Because it was in a deep state of stillness. And I think I'm a little bit crazy when I say this, but this happened many times. This morning I heard a cough. And it was not from me and not from anybody here. And it was very loud. And it's like kind of opening. And it's always strange because I feel not connected to this. It was cough. Other times it's been like ringing bells from church. And other times it's been my own voice. I heard my name. And it's like a voice from, it's not from a dream, it's not from my thoughts. It's very powerful. And I wonder, who is this voice? I can hear my own voice sometimes when it's coming very short.
And it speaks your name?
Teresa.
Sometimes?
Hmm?
It speaks your name, you're the voice, yeah.
Yeah, it says my name very, very, very loud. And it's like...
There's a beautiful line. It's Teresa, is it?
Yes.
Yeah. There's a beautiful line in the Old Testament, in Isaiah. I have called you by your name. You are mine. Hmm. Imagine, Teresa, that one of the staff were to walk into the room now and to say, sorry to interrupt you. Is Teresa here? What would happen in all of you? Nothing. You wouldn't respond. But what would happen in you? You hear the words, is Teresa here? You would respond, I am here. Now, to what experience did you refer in between the words, is Teresa here? And your response, I am here. Where did you go in between those two experiences? Her question, your response. You went somewhere. You went somewhere that enabled you to say, I am here. Where did you go?
I am here.
Did you go to the sensation at the soles of your feet?
No, I didn't actually.
Did you go to the memory of breakfast?
No,
you went somewhere. Otherwise, nobody else went anywhere. Nobody else went, I am here. Why? Because the words, is Teresa here, didn't take them to that place. But the word, the sound of the name Teresa resonated you. It resonated with an experience. What experience did it resonate with? Don't say, I don't know. Because if you didn't know, you wouldn't have said, yes, I am here.
I didn't say it. It was actually, witness my own observing this voice.
No,
that's very tricky.
It's simpler than that. You hear the name Teresa.
Yeah.
And you go, yes, something happens in between the name Teresa and the yes.
Yeah.
Where do you go to? To what experience do you refer? The name, it takes you somewhere. It takes you to yourself.
Yeah,
it takes you to yourself, not to your thoughts, not your sensations, not your relationships, not your... It takes you to the experience of being. I have called you by your name.
Yeah.
You are mine.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
In that moment of hearing your name, you're taken to your true nature, momentarily.
Yeah.
And in response to that experience, you go, yes, I am here. Not I, a person. Of course, the mind says, I, a person, I, a body, am here. But the real experience is, yes, I, pure being, am here in this placeless place of consciousness.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening when this... So now to respond to your question, when you hear your own name, when your own mind sounds your own name within itself, your own mind is... Your name, Teresa, is a symbol in your mind of your true nature. And your own mind is sounding your... It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Your own mind is sounding its own name in order to take itself to its essence.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I could feel it. It was actually, it's always, I have this when I go very deep and I'm dissolving. This happened without control. It's really and it's a light. It's very much light in it. Yeah. So
It's why it's why we refer to our names as Christian names.
Yeah.
That means the name of the Christ principle in us. So each of our Christian names is our individual name for the Christ principle, the I am, in us.
Yeah.
So each of our Christian names is a symbol in each of our minds for who we truly are. Our surname, that identifies us in a family, in a town, in a country. But our Christian names refers to who we truly are, the Christ principle, the I am within us. And that's why you sound your name. It's beautiful. Your mind sounds your own name once and takes you to your true nature. I have called you by your name. You are mine.
But who is this voice? It's like
Teresa, you're overthinking it. I'm trying to.
I understand it, but I'm still a little bit. Is it the, because I feel it's like in it's.
Your name is a symbol.
Yeah.
It's a sound. It's a symbol. of the I am principle.
Yeah.
In you.
I got it. Yeah. I understand. Thank you.